All right, let's take a look at some other scores. Ishpeming leading Bark River Harris 16-0 at the end of one. That is a huge game for the Broncos. They need to win that because that might be, if they beat the teams they're supposed to, their sixth win to get them in the playoffs. Anyways, Ishpeming 16, Bark River nothing. North Central losing 8-7 to Lake Linden. That'll probably change. Pickford 32, Rapid River nothing. End of one. That will be soon on running clock at Rapid River. Marquette and Sault Ste. Marie 0-0 after one on Marquette Redmond homecoming. Wow. Sioux doesn't give up much. They don't score much, but they don't give up much. They got into the poll this week, the UPSSA poll. All right, Westwood will have third down at the 45-yard line.
Third and 10 for the Patriots.
27-0 Braves here over Westwood. Now the quarterback Miller comes in late with the play from the sideline. They line up with three in the backfield, and we'll see if they who's actually going to get the snap. It is not him. It is up the middle, and not much. They didn't fool the Braves at all at that. Arsenal. Arsenal gets it to about the 47 as he took the direct snap, but
fourth and 10 for the Patriots on the 45-yard line.
So fourth and long for the Patriots. Gladstone Braves 27, Patriots 0. Braves will be 4-1 heading to the Snake Pit in Menominee. Menominee playing Hancock tonight. That one won't be pretty. We'll get an update from in the Keweenaw when we can. Fourth and long. Here is Miller. Heaving it right side, it is caught. It is a right at the sticks. I'm not sure if it's a first down or not. There's a flag down as well. And it's against the Braves, so either way, that was a pass complete to Tosava. So he didn't have enough for the first down, but the penalty will give it to him. I think. Oh, it may not be an automatic first down. Wait a minute. The Westwood kids were clapping, but now it looks like they're calling the penalty on the – are there two penalty flags? Yeah, because they're going back to the line of scrimmage, and that play simply never happened. Yeah, so it'll be fourth and 10 again. Groundhog Day, folks. There was pass interference for sure on the Braves. And I'm not sure what the penalty. Whoa, Westwood got an unsportsmanlike there. So they're going to lose five. It's a 15-yard penalty to Westwood, 10 to Gladstone. And they mark off five against the Patriots. So it goes back to the 40.
Fourth and 15 for the Patriots on the 39.
And now they're going to punt. And he's just going to kick it out of bounds. Oh, it doesn't go out of bounds. That's a good kick. It's going to bounce around inside the 20. Down to about the 17-yard line.
Punt down at the 17-yard line where we first and 10 for the Braves.
He's done a nice job punting tonight. He's tried to keep the ball away. We had one good return. Well, Gladstone, obviously, in this situation, obviously don't want anyone else to get hurt. You're up 27-0. This game is pretty much, I mean, I know it's middle of the second quarter, but let's not kid each other. This game is done as far as the outcome. But you just can't get anybody else hurt, especially a running back with we've lost Terry like this. All right, the ball's on the near hash mark. It's at the 17-yard line. Nate will hand it off and just plow ahead for a
hand
couple of yards.
For a short gain on the play and bring up second down for the Braves.
That run by Elliott Vitado, I'm thinking that we may see a little bit more of Chase Potes carrying the ball. Not that we want him to get hurt, of course, but just
second and six.
We can't lose another kid
on the 20-yard line.
Heading into the tough game next week in Menominee. Hopefully this isn't as bad as it looks for Solace, and when we find something out that's not speculation, we'll pass it along to you. One receiver to the left, one to the right. Young in the shotgun on second down and seven from the 20. And Nate drops back to throw. Looks, heaves it out near side. It is caught underneath the coverage. That's Elliot Vitadeau, and he's got a first down. Vitadeau with the grab. And Young, boy, he's looking good tonight. He's putting that ball right where it has to be, right into the hands, whether there's any anyone covering these guys or not. Gain of 12.
10 for the Braves on the 32-yard line.
32-yard line near hash mark. Nothing Braves here, middle of the second quarter. And Nate turns. He's going to throw again. Oh, he's got a man open, too. Oh, he threw under the coverage. It is caught again by Vitadeau. He had a guy deep upfield, too, but he chose to throw to Elliot Vitadeau, and he gets about seven more. Football at the 39. Second and three coming up.
Second and four for the Braves on the 38-yard line.
Down to 5:17 here in the second quarter. Gladstone ahead 27-0. Left to right across your radio, the Braves in their white uniforms with the purple helmets and the white G. Nate Young, a long snap count. Turns, gives it off left side, and that will be not enough. To the left side that time.
Third down for the Braves.
Gain of about two. I think that was Johnny who had the carry that time.
Third and three for the Braves on the 39-yard line.
So third down for Gladstone, down to 4:35 left in the half. 27-0 Braves here in West Ishpeming. One receiver to the near side, that's Gibby. One receiver to the left, Young in the gun, two in the backfield next to him. Young will hand it off left side, nothing there. Trying to break the tackles, though.
Hand off up the middle for a short gain on the play.
Will not get the first down. Eli Berthume on the run. He is short by a yard. And the Braves are going to go for it, it looks like. Fourth and one.
To bring up.
On their own 40.
Fourth down,
they need a yard. About a yard and a half, actually. And now, no, actually, you know, it's closer than I thought. They're going to bring the chains over. I think he's short, but we will see what's going on with this. Next week from Menominee, the following week, homecoming and only home game the rest of the year against the Houghton Gremlins. Then we go up to the frozen tundra of Calumet and the short trip over to Escanaba to close out the regular season. They're going to bring the ball over and the chains over. Well, how do they know where they exactly put it? Well, he was a little stretch. Him. Yeah, he's short. I always like that they bring the ball over. Another to the hash mark.
It'll bring up fourth and one for the Braves on the 41-yard line.
So the Braves will go for it on their own 41. Will Nate go under center this time? That's what he usually does in the, yep. Nate's going to go under center. Pushing forward. I don't know if he got it.
QB keeper on the play.
I don't think so.
Be a turnover on downs. First down.
That's a big play for the Hinsula boy. And Westwood takes over at the 40.
It'll be first and 10 for the Patriots on the 40-yard line.
Well, we just didn't get that push up front that we've been getting. And it was an obvious quarterback sneak situation. And so the Patriots just clogged the middle, and we couldn't get that half yard. Good job there to finish up by Brandon Hinsula. And now Westwood will use a timeout with 3:34 left in the half. Gladstone 27, Westwood nothing. We'll be back in 30.
It's game day. Cheer on the Gladstone Braves and tackle your thirst with a Coca-Cola. Bing's Coca-Cola has been serving the community for four generations and proudly supports youth sports. Get rowdy, have some fun, and enjoy the game with a nice cold refreshing Coke, Diet Coke, or Coke Zero Sugar. and cheer on the Gladstone Braves. Good luck this season from Bakes Coca-Cola.
Well, coming up in our halftime show here from West Ishpeming, you'll hear seniors Rex Kelly and Parker Forrest. Right here on FM 93.5 WCHT Gladstone and FM or AM 600 WCHT Escanaba Gladstone and RRNSports.com.
First and 10 for the Patriots on the 40-yard line.
All right, Westwood out of the timeout. From the 40, the ball will be on the right hash mark as they will go right to left after stuffing the Braves on 4th and 1. Arsenault, nope, pitched it back to Miller. Miller, our cousin Vinny's got him. And that'll be a tackle for loss for Vinny Howes.
Short loss. It'll bring up 2nd down for the Patriots.
Well, we didn't really fall for that. They tried to. So Howes with the tackle. 2nd and 12 coming up at the 42, almost 3 yards on that play. So we'll call it 2nd and 13.
2nd and 12 for the Patriots on the 42-yard line.
They're back at the 43 with under 3 to go in the half. All right, Westwood now. They'll run it near side. There's some room, but here comes the rush. And nowhere to go. Ripped down by Elliott Benito on the near sideline. He got maybe a yard, but there wasn't anywhere for Shearer to go. He did get to the corner, but the corner closed quick. No gain, 3rd and 13 at the 43 for the Patriots. They're way back in the huddle at the 50, with the clock stopped as the ball went out of bounds right into the Westwood bench. 3rd down, 13 to go from the Braves 43. Miller looking, talking to his guy. The guy's lined up in the wrong spot. He doesn't know where to go. Now he does line up in the slot to the left side. Miller still calling out the signals. Back to throw. He heaves it out right side. It is caught. And no, he missed the tackle, Elliott did, and it's a 1st down.
The game is enough for a Patriots.
It's a 1st down to Chase Corpy. He got it up to the 28, a gain of 15, and Elliott Vitito doesn't miss a tackle very often, but he did that time.
1st and 10 for the Patriots on the 28-yard line.
So they're at the Braves 28. 1st down and 10, 2:28 to go in the half. Miller is back to throw. Throws it over near side. It is incomplete. It got tipped at the line. Looked like somebody got their fingers on it, and it was well wide of Tosava, the intended receiver, with Caden Gibbs, the lone man in coverage.
2nd and 10 for the Patriots on the 28-yard line.
Yes. We go to Walsh Stadium in Menominee. Man, oh man, that place. If those ancient walls could talk down there, hey? Ball's on the right hash mark. 2nd down, 10 yards to go. Miller, near side it goes. Tried to stiff arm upfield. Caden Gibbs will take him out of bounds. Anderson, though, with a nice run. And it's a 1st down. So they've moved the ball to the Braves' 15-yard line. So 1st and 10 after the Braves did not get it on 4th down. And now Westwood with 2:12 left in the half. They've put something together here. Oh, fumble the football on the pitch, and he picks it up.
Covered by the Patriots.
And they'll have to try again on
2nd down. For the Patriots.
And about 12. That pitch to Anderson was definitely not the best. Second and 11 at the 16-yard line. Westwood.
Second and 11 for the Patriots on the 16-yard line.
With a minute 47 left. The sun has gone down here in West Ishpeming. Lights taking full effect on the field down below us. Here we go. Second down for the Patriots. Oh, the toss is over his head. Incomplete. Almost.
Incomplete pass on the play.
A lateral, but it was about a yard over the line.
It'll bring up third down for the Patriots.
And it's third down as the ball bounces and skips out of bounds into the Braves bench. Third and 11 with 82 seconds left in the half. Westwood has scored 52 points this season. They've given up 200. That's coming into this game. They have third and long inside the Braves' red zone. Anderson near side breaks a tackle and then plows for a couple. You know, our tackling has not been very good. It really hasn't. Anderson gets to about the 15, so it's only a gain of a yard. Their guys are kind of slippery. They're running hard. They're not giving up, and our tackling just hasn't been crisp.
The 16-yard line.
So the ball at the 15, fourth and 10. Westwood will bring two receivers to the far side of the field. Two men in the backfield. Miller, the quarterback, back to throw. Throws it right side, up in the air, intercepted. And taken down the far sideline. Might be a pick six back in the other direction. Down to the 50-yard line, 45-40. Down the sidelines, 30, 25, 20. And down inside the red zone.
Intercepted.
Wow, how about that? Evan Wolfer playing defense. He was the center fielder there. And he did not get the pick six. He was at the one. He just timed his leap. Actually, in the end zone, jumped up and picked it off. And Evan Wolfer, that's his highlight of the year, and returns it all the way to the 25-yard line of the Westwood Patriots. He's going to get teased, though, for not making it all the way, 100 yards. He got 75, though. Nate in the gun, back, throws it out over the middle. It is caught, and there's Gibbs again. Up the middle, they hang on to his shoe. He breaks the tackle, goes into the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Braves! There's a flag down. They were holding onto his shoe, and he still broke the tackle. But we'll see if that's off or not. 15 seconds left in the half. 27-0 Braves, and they're walking back. That touchdown's going to stand, and Caden Gibbs has his third one.
Play against Patriots.
33-0 on a 25-yard pass. Well, in this case, you've been kicking the ball all night, but you really do want to get that clock running. You want the two-point play here so that you could shorten this game to the best that you can in the second half and not have that clock stop and get the heck out of here before somebody else gets hurt. By the way, if Terry's listening and his family, we thinking about you, bud, and hopefully it's not as bad as we thought it was. 15 seconds left in the half, and we have a timeout. The Braves will use it to set up this two-point play. And again, this is not to rub the faces of the Patriots in this. We just got to get out of here without any more injuries. So they're talking it over on the field. We're back in 30.
Champions are built by success. Success is created by hard work. Hard work is achieved by practice. All of us at Delta Fence and Construction would like to wish Gladstone Braves student athletes many successes, and most importantly, to be a champion, believe in yourself.
You're listening to Gladstone High School Football on News Talk 600 WCHT Escanaba Gladstone.
All right, Braves going for two to try to get this to a 35-point running clock. After Luke Ingram kicked three extra points. All right, Nate Young in the backfield with Eli Berthew. And Nate's going to throw. Rolling near side, whips it back of the end zone, and up in the air, a leaping grab for Gibby. So that'll get the clock running in the second half. 35-0. The Purple with the lead, and we're back in 30.
Need a reliable mechanic?